Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes safety when dating. Many believers are participating in many forms of dating, with the entrance of online dating sites, chat rooms, speed dating, and other forms of meeting new people. I want to caution those who are dating and will date to practice safe dating. By this I mean in a manner that will provide protection for you physically and spiritually. I want to go over some practical advice for your consideration. Pray before your dates and ask for the Lord's guidance. Know some facts about the person you are dating, such as their workplace or their school, and their spiritual status. Keep your dates public. Be in an open surrounding and yet a place conducive to carrying on conversation while getting to know each other. As often as possible, try to go out in groups or with another couple. A writer once said that a wolf attacks the one sheep that has gotten away from the pack. Set boundaries in your dating process. Have time limits for being together. No intimate behavior, holding hands or kissing. Invite the person you are dating into your circle of friends. If you can't, then ask yourself why. Do not change your spiritual commitments that have kept you strong and connected to the Lord to spend more time with the person of interest. So often people are kidnapped out of the church by someone who wants them to be with them more and more, regardless of what it does to their spiritual life. If you go out alone as a couple, inform someone who you will be with and where you are going. Carry a fully charged cell phone should you have to excuse yourself to go to the ladies' room to call for assistance, help, or a driver to pick you up. Maintain spiritual accountability to your friends and be open to their feedback, even though it might be difficult to hear. Do not rely on one person's advice. Keep your support system in place. There are many other safety issues to consider, but these are just a few to get you started. Keep checking your spiritual thermometer and be honest with yourself. Check a dating mate's authenticity by looking for signs for spirit-filled interest in God and a willingness towards obedience of God's word. If you start wanting less spiritual time and more physical time with your date, slow it down and check if the other person feels as strongly as you do. If so, it is time to have spiritual counsel to keep you both strong before the Lord for your own well-being. Make sure the relationship is traveling in the right direction because the goal is to find a covenant partner. Talk to your pastors or church counselors to help you progress to each level in your courtship. Obey the word of God, which will keep you safe spiritually and physically. This is Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygemradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygemradio.fm.